I think her biggest deal was she starred in a pilot.
Pilot? What's a pilot?
Well, you know the shows on TV?
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
Yeah.
Once we engage into the dice play.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to the games and see dice play.
I can't play these video games.
Games and Oregon Community Radio.
Man, the fucking internet is great.
And we're back!
Hunter's not back. He's spaced out.
Oh, we're started now?
Yeah, we're going to start now, I think. All right. This is Games and More Entertainment Radio. What is this, 56 already?
56.
Damn. All right. And I am C4.
I'm Kobar. Hunter.
Hunter was able to join us finally after so long. So long. We've missed you. You can put your pants back on now. It's all right.
You done?
And let's see. You know, QuakeCon was last week. Mm-hmm. I really, really wish I could have gone to that. That would have been a blast. Sitting down there in a room with like a huge warehouse type place with a bunch of unwashed people playing games for like a couple of days. That would have been really cool. One of the things that was like the coolest thing I think to be going down there, not just to play games, one of the coolest things to go down there to see would be to see like the top guys from id Software. Mm-hmm. Carmack couldn't make it this year. I think most everybody knows that. It kind of made pretty big news. You know, I guess he's having a kid or something, so he couldn't make it. But he did send out a DVD to them there that they played. It's like an hour of him. You guys just watched it, just part of it right there.
Yeah.
It's like the word of God is not understandable by us mere mortals or something, because it's crazy the stuff he's talking about. And I'm sure there's like five or six other people in the world that thought that was just great to listen to. Hearing him talk about all the technical stuff in Doom, and it's just like, oh my God, there's so much more to this than you think of. But the other guys, you know, they've got other people, you know, the rest of the crew, all, I don't know their names, but, you know, the rest of them were there, and they had a really cool little set. They were up there for probably like 40 minutes or something. Talked about all kinds of stuff, you know, things concerning, like, there's no widescreen in Doom 3. Did you notice when you're on your laptop it wasn't quite correct, you know?
Yes.
It's widescreen laptop, and
it also just didn't run quite correct.
Well, it didn't run very fast, yeah, but I mean, the graphics themselves were not quite right, though. So they're thinking about adding in widescreen support to Doom 3 at some point, which would be kind of a neat thing for it.
They need to start doing that, because I think a lot of people are getting widescreen monitors.
I think so, too. My broke ass doesn't have one, and probably never will, but we can dream.
Someday when this one craps on you, it won't be that big of an expense.
Yeah, hopefully. They're still pretty expensive for those nice looking LCDs, but broke is broke.
Yeah.
So $100 or $1,000, it doesn't matter, you know. But that's kind of neat for everybody out there that's wondering, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to use their widescreen. They talked about not being able to use most of the console features and setting up, like, an auto exec in your Doom. Like, you know, like, when you would launch Quake or Doom or any of the past, or maybe not Doom 1 and Doom 2, but, like, Quakes and now Doom 3, they've got it set up. I think, like, I'm sure Half-Life, most of the games do it now anyway. You can have, like, your own custom config file. Where it does all your settings for you, so you wouldn't have to type it into the console and whatnot, you know, to change this, change that. They took a lot of that stuff out in Doom 3 for the multiplayer end of it, which I think is really cool, because it kind of puts everybody back to a level playing field, mm-hmm. right? You won't have a guy that's using the fisheye view, you know, change your field of view, because you can make it look like all weird, but then you can kind of almost see behind you, mm-hmm. which is, you know, in effect, cheating, if you ask me, you know, because not everybody's on the same playing field, so it's like they remove that kind of stuff, which I think is a good way to go.
Yeah, but how long will it be before they do learn to cheat on it?
I'm sure that there's ways around it, you know, things that they can do, but at least this is a step in the right direction. If the company itself, you know, when they release the game, doesn't even put the option in there to be able to do that in that certain mode and whatnot, you know. I'm sure that there's going to be its fair share of stuff, but it was kind of neat to hear them talk about, you know, that they did that because of cheating, and they talked a little bit about piracy. They talked a little bit about.
What did they say about that?
They said that there was boxed copies of Doom on the shelf in Hong Kong before the game came out.
Boxed copies.
Yep, with I mean, full blown looked real. You know, like had the copyright information. Their logo had it all on there, but you know, completely not legit copies. It's not funny though. It sucks though. Like when you think about it. I mean, they put up like what'd they say, like $10 million. And they got these jackasses, you know, selling copies that had nothing to do with the game. They talked about,
they have people over there that's all they do.
I know, that's their life.
That's way worse than people downloading.
Yeah.
You got someone that's actually selling copies.
And making money off of it, yeah.
That's not right.
There was something I was reading too the other day. There was one torrent that was tracked, you know, like not tracked, but watched. For to see how many people were downloading it on the 3 days before when it actually got released, and it was all over like most of the major torrent sites and whatnot. There was 50,000 people on just one of them. 50,000 people, you know.
Jesus Christ. That's
ridiculous.
A lot,
I mean,
see, that sucks because if that many people are downloading the game and not buying it,
exactly,
it's going to go out of business.
Exactly, and it's exactly what it is. That's exactly what's going to happen. No. What do you think? This money just grows on trees. They do this for fun. You know, they spend 5, 6, 10 years on a game, you know? Exactly. This is their job. Imagine if you went to work at, you know, 7-Eleven today and your boss was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to pay you today because, you know, your work just wasn't up to spec after I evaluated it, after you did it all. So, you know,
Last week, you're not getting
anything
for that.
Yeah, you know, because I didn't like the job you did. You know, you were here, you put your time in, and, you know, you did the bare minimum, but it didn't cut it, so, you know. It wasn't stellar performance. You're not getting paid. That's messed up, you know? That's not right. And I think a lot of people don't look at it that way. So, but that's exactly, this is their job, you know?
And it's not even about stellar performance. They did do a stellar performance.
I think so, too. I think they really did. I think they did a fantastic job. And yet everybody, you know, not everybody, but, you know, it's still a huge piracy issue. You know? I mean, this is the risk you run, though, when you're like a big profile company. Like, id Software, like, this shit doesn't happen. Like, the guys that make the games and they're on, like, the $10 shelf, you know, or in the bargain bin, like, in the second week, they don't really run that risk so much, you know, because if somebody's going to...
They run the risk of it not getting bought at all, not getting played.
They have their own set. And with good reason, it probably sucks ass, you know. But the mega high-profile guys, they're kind of screwed because, like, everybody wants their... Look at Valve. You know, it's like people wanted that crap so bad they broke into their machines and stole the source code, you know? How crazy is that? And now, you know what? I swear to God, yesterday, I thought it was yesterday, on Steam, they preloaded the some of the Half-Life 2 stuff, like for the guys that have the ATI vouchers and bought Condition Zero, I guess, and they downloaded it to their machine, some of the stuff, and then they put in some of the stuff that was... Or maybe it was just for the new counter, like the redone counter. It's not a new game. It's like Counter-Strike ported to the new engine, though.
Right.
So it's kind of like still the same game.
Counter-Strike Source.
Yeah. So,
speaking of vouchers, I need to find mine because I bought that video card and I want that game.
Yeah, I did too,
and I lost. I threw away the damn receipt.
I think I did too.
They're laughing
and you're
right
screwed.
Now. Yep, you're screwed. There's nothing that they can do for you.
If you don't have the receipt, that voucher is useless.
But right now, you could be playing Counter-Strike Source for free. They were going to let everybody try to play it for just a little bit, I guess, because they hadn't downloaded it yesterday. And then I could swear, at midnight tonight, I thought it was supposed to, or last night, it was supposed to kick on, well, today, whatever. It was supposed to kick on for just for like the whole day or something, or however long. I don't think it stays on your machine, though, but you're supposed to play it for a little while or something.
Well, I think I read something about the Counter-Strike thing getting stolen, too. For all that got leaked out all over the place.
Way back, back when the Half-Life stuff got out, it did, but it barely worked.
No, recently.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. The script for Half-Life 2 was out there, too. The script, they sent it out to the beta testers or some shit like that, and the script was in one of the files. Like, they got something else, and it was in one of the files. They found the script in there, like, three, 4 days ago or something.
Hey, it's just some hardcore hacking
it's just,
here.
I know. It's like, but see, like, they run that risk because it's so popular, they attract the big-name guys that know what they're doing, that want this stuff, and, you know, so.
So what are they going to do now? Stop beta testing?
No, that'll never happen, I'm sure. You know.
Eventually, they got to do something.
They should bring it back to where they're paying beta testers. Quality beta testers, not, you know... every random jackass who signs up for it and then just uses it to check, you know, what kind of things they can exploit that they hope they don't get fixed by the time it gets released.
Yeah,
they need,
really, yeah.
You know, yeah, they need, like, quality testers again. They need people that are in-house. They need a few hundred people, you know, that they pay to test, you know, and that way they could keep a better watch on it. You know,
I really don't think they can afford to do that no more.
I'm sure they can. If they can put up $10 million to work to make on a game, they can afford, you know, to pay.
Yeah,
I'll do it for, okay, you know, $1,500 a month even, all right?
So they put $2 million up for this game, but how much are they making back, you know?
Because I'm so sure they better be making a profit, I'm sure.
Maybe they're not making as much back as you think.
As they should. I mean, that's easily a few million dollars lost because of piracy on that. Before the game was out, you know? It's ridiculous. But another thing they talked about was the Doom 3 movie. Or, not Doom 3, I guess Doom movie. Which was interesting. They didn't say too much about it, but I guess they have a script that they all kind of liked, and they thought it was pretty decent, and I guess now they're trying to find actors to fill the roles. The only one
they're gonna fuck it up.
The Rock.
Yeah, the only one they talked about was The Rock. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, but that's better than him being the Doom guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him being the Doom guy. In fact, whoever played the Doom guy, I would like to see him have a helmet on the whole time, and we have no idea who it is. That would be the way to go. Because then you wouldn't have your character, you know, like, at least it would feel a little bit better.
They gotta find something that looks like the original picture from Doom 1.
Yeah, 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 totally. That crazy helmet, and the green suit.
Yeah, totally.
They totally need that. I think so, too.
They need to make a Duke Nukem movie. I think that would be fun.
That would be pretty cool. Who would you have there, though? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, you want...
Brad Pitt?
No.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton as Duke Nukem. I don't think so.
He could get The Rock.
He's pretty good, and he could do a lot of different stuff. But I think
that might be out of his reach.
Hmm. I got it. Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, shit, he would.
Dude. Wouldn't he be awesome, Duke Nukem? Awesome. Yeah, he would, because those are all his lines anyway.
Dye his hair blonde, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Hail to the king, baby.
That would be cool. I could see that. And it would almost have to be. I mean, you couldn't take it too serious. I couldn't take it too serious.
A Duke Nukem movie?
A Duke Nukem movie?
Well, it wouldn't be meant. I don't think it'd be meant to be serious.
I would hope. Well, I mean, like,
it would have to be the ultimate spoof.
It would have to be, like, yeah, like, hella cheeseball, I think, to be any good, though. It couldn't try to take itself too serious, though, but. I don't know. Anyway, so that was pretty interesting this week. Also, I found out about that Forgotten Realms game, at least how many players it was. It's single player. Remember last week we were talking about it, trying to figure out how many players it was because it looked like you could have three guys on the screen, but there's no way that they'd be able to control it. It's like single player, but you control all three of them, and you switch them. Like, you know, you push a button and boom, you're controlling the other guy.
And then
now.
The other two are AI controlled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of games like it, but one that I played that reminded me of it was that Brute Force. Okay. On the Xbox, it was kind of like that, where you could, like, set up your dudes and tell them to cover you, tell them to stay here, tell them to secure this area or whatever, and then you would control the one guy. So that's pretty cool. I like the idea of going through it as one guy. I mean, at least that's less crap I have to worry about, but that game still looks incredible.
See, I like having a party. I like having the different abilities that having a party brings in.
Three guys in what looks primarily an action game. Like in Baldur's Gate, it's awesome. In Might and Magic, it's awesome. You know, like a full-blown role-playing game. This looks more like an action game. That's the thing with it. To me, it looks more like, you're always slaughtering stuff in every screenshot.
Yeah, well, hack and slash.
From a battle point of view, so is Toss.
Well,
but it works out well.
Yeah, it does. I do not like the way that combat is still.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have full control when I get healed of when I cast a spell. Because how many times is one of your guys casting a spell right at the end of combat, you guys got like 4 hit points and he unloads his biggest spell and you have no control over what spell you cast.
So tell him not to do anything and do it all yourself.
Yeah, but that's like impossible then. That slows that game down way too much. Trying to play Tales of Symphonia when you're controlling the whole group. I tried that before. That didn't work. Everybody just stood there while my one main guy ran around and just kicked everybody's ass.
No, you can tell them to take.
I know. You can pause it and all that, but it doesn't. The game wasn't designed to be played that way. That's why it doesn't work.
Yeah, but for instance, you can switch healing if you want to control when you get healed. You can put heal on your C stick.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tap it up, and then she heals whoever needs.
But because it's all in real time, it makes it really hard to watch everybody's hit points and make sure you're like aiming at the creature. I mean, how many times have I've blinked before, and then somehow the creature moves, I'm swinging it thin air, you know? It's like, you gotta pay attention to too much to be able to do it. That's why it doesn't work right for me. I mean, the game, it plays well enough. I'm loving it. Now that I'm like halfway through, it's getting, well, maybe not halfway. Maybe a third of the way through, I guess. My guys are like level 31, 32.
I beat it at level 68.
68? Jesus Christ. Well, it's getting a lot better now, though. It's a good game. I'm enjoying it. There's parts, though, where I'm just like, it needs to move on. Like, when you first come down, I don't want to blow it or anything, but when you're walking down that mountain after you go to the other place, and they're like, every 5 feet is a little thing where you got to watch or read their fucking dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It took me like an hour to walk down that mountain. Because it was like every 5 feet they'd stop. And they don't talk. They should talk, like in the Japanese version.
Right. I assume it's actually the PlayStation version that they do, because they had more space.
Oh, yeah.
My guess.
I'm sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I bet that's probably what it is.
In Japan, it came out for PlayStation as well.
That must be what it is then. But damn, it really, really needed voice there, I think, anyway. Because all of a sudden you're stuck reading for like an hour. That really pissed me off. It's kind of bored after that. But then it picked up right, you know, after that. I mean, it's a good game, but trying to catch up with you, and then all of a sudden you, I beat it the other day. I was like, oh, man.
No, you had no chance of catching up.
I know, but I thought if I would concentrate for a minute, but I couldn't. I got stuck playing Unreal Tournament all week.
That's what you've been playing all week?
Well, for some reason now, I've just been blowing crap up.
Hell, I'm thinking about starting over with a plus game. I'll probably beat you again.
Probably. I'm moving very slow on that. I don't know what's happening, but
I fired that up the other day.
What, Toss?
No.
No, he doesn't have a GameCube anymore. He's a dumb.
I'm strictly computer now.
Yeah.
Be careful. I think it's going down.
It's not looking too good. What the hell are you looking forward to? Half-Life.
Well, there's got Half-Life, but look at that one role-playing game.
No, I know. There's a good game. I'm just giving you a bad time.
EverQuest 2, that's coming out soon. I'm going to be all over that. And you know I'm going to stick with that for a while.
Maybe.
I've been playing City of Heroes.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way? We really wanted to drill you on that, because I haven't heard too much about it.
It's a good game. The graphics are good. The characters look good. There's not much to it. You know, if people are looking for, you know, like crafting and player versus
there's
player.
There's not even like any items in that game, is there?
Well, yeah, you do get items that you put on your powers.
Exactly. You don't have that.
But no, you don't have items per se.
You're not carrying like 27 healing potions.
It's a double-edged sword with the equipment, because there's no, I don't know, is there equipment?
No, or is it just not show up? Because
you look the same throughout the entire game. I know that much.
You can change your appearance anytime you want.
Really?
You just go to a tailor and tell him, okay, I want this look now, and it costs you so much influence. Wow. So you do that. You could have like, I've seen characters that had 5 slots, you know, where they could switch between 5 different costumes, you know, so they look different each time you see
them. That's pretty cool. Because you can have like all of Spider-Man's costumes and shit. That's pretty cool.
But as far as, you know, items, no, they don't have too many items per se. They have inspirations, which like boost your powers, like, you can have healing inspiration.
How do you get this crap?
Heal yourself. You just pick it up off monsters and you kill them.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you need a lot of it to get like a point.
No.
Then I don't understand. What is it?
No, inspiration for like power ups.
Okay.
Inspiration is like power ups.
Temporary.
They're temporary. Oh, okay. So like you get damage ones, accuracy, resistance, healing. Endurance, which is like mana, you know, or like your power. It boosts it back up. That way you can blast more and, you know, just kill more shit.
Well, yeah, what are the classes in there? I mean, you don't have like a warrior and a wizard and
kinda. Well, you got.
Well, yeah, I know. They have like I keep hearing the blaster one.
You have tanks, which are basically your guys that run in there and take all the damage that the other party kicks their ass.
Yeah, the tank. Yeah, but what do they call them in that game though?
Tank.
That's when you make your class is tank.
Technology tank, mutation tank. Well, they're all the same tanks, but you can do different things.
Whoa.
You can have like fire tank, ice tank, dark power tank. I mean, there's just so much you can do with it. You can have different blasters that do different stuff. You can have your ice guy, your fire guy.
Those guys are like warrior dudes?
Yeah, well, you make them whatever they want
to look like. Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, you could basically make anybody.
But they're there for damage, is what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you have scrappers, which are you guys that just run in there and kick the shit out of everything. They're like, or think of them as like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, they're kind of like monks.
Like a monk, yeah.
Yeah. And you have your blasters, which are your basically your damage dealers in the game. I mean, they can rush in there and lay down like 12 people at once.
Jesus Christ.
It is crazy. And I think once they get the player versus player aspect in there, that this game will have a lot of staying power. I mean, there's just so much they can do with it.
Are there any classes that are like truly needed? Like you don't go anywhere without this class? And on the flip side, are there any classes that are you pass over if you can?
Oh, so you mean like a tank and a main heal as opposed to the thief, right? I had to do it. I'm sorry.
Well, everybody's always looking for something, so you're always needed. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is you just hit your seek team button, mm-hmm. and you don't have to go searching for a party. They'll find you mm-hmm. wherever you're at in the game, whatever zone you're in. They'll find you. And, you know, it takes me, longest I ever waited for a group was like 10 minutes.
Jesus Christ, I've waited 7 days in Final Fantasy for a group.
I mean, 10 minutes, bam, I'm in a group. But yeah, the most wanted character would be a healer.
Yeah.
Which is your defender.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, that's the most wanted character.
God damn it.
Who wants to play defender all the time, you know? I want to play a blaster. I want to kick ass, you know?
So is that what you play as a blaster?
Yeah, I play a blaster.
You got like 4 dudes, though.
I got like 6 dudes. Yeah, but my blaster's my main guy. He's getting up there in levels, and I think once the player versus player comes on, I'm going to kick everyone's ass.
Yeah.
So there's no, when you're building a group, there's no class that you say, yeah, we don't, there's no like class that's unbalanced.
No, not really.
That's pretty cool. I like that a lot. So that nobody who wants to like have a good time and play what they want gets screwed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can play this game for like 5 minutes and be happy with it. You know, quit for the day. You're satisfied. It ain't like these games you get on there and you go, that's all, you're like,
You know, I was listening to an episode of EverQuest Radio and they were talking about, or whatever the hell they call them now. But what I was listening to them talk about, I don't remember which one it was recent, like in the last month or two, and it was so funny because I, my thought process was the exact same. It's like, oh, today was a good day. I played for 10 hours, but I got, you know, X amount of points in this. I got a level or this many experience points. I made this much gold today. And it's just like, it's funny how like your brain, you think about it. It was a good EverQuest day today, you know? How funny that, you know, and I was thinking the same thing too. I was like, oh man, I got to put all day into this. And by the end of the day, this is my goal. This is what I have to make today not worthless. And it takes you like 12 hours of playing that day to get what you want, you know?
Well, that's what you just said was what this game gave me the impression of when I was looking into it. It's kind of like the Action Man's RPG.
Yeah, totally. The ADD crowd. All the Battle.net kiddies over here.
Well, you know, and there's something to be said about that where you can have an online world. Well, I'm sure they have guilds, or whatever they want to call them.
Yeah, they have super groups.
Okay.
Super groups, there we go, yeah.
Do
they have the X-Men? I'm sure everybody's got it. Everybody grabbed all the names.
I've seen Wolverine, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Looked just like him, too. Yeah.
I can't believe that character creator is that detailed. That blows my mind.
Yeah, I think I could have all kinds of time.
You could spend hours creating a character.
You know what they should do?
Market board.
They should release the character creator for free on their site. Because you know how many people would want to dick with it just to see it and then would end up playing it? I bet I would. That would break me right there. Because I get into that. Even on something like Neverwinter Nights, I'll spend like 2 hours making a guy. One guy. Baldur's Gate. I'm like, oh no, I gotta have this guy.
Yeah, he's got a hair color. Just right.
Yeah, exactly, right? I get all fucking anal about it and stuff, you know? And I get all involved. But if they release something that was just that powerful where you can make your guy like whatever, and it was free and I could just dick around with it, I'd be like, well, I gotta try this now.
Well, I'm sure that would happen with a lot of people. Yeah. I almost bought the game just so I could check it out. Just so I could dick around with the character.
Damn.
It's definitely worth checking out. I mean, if you're waiting for something until EverQuest 2 comes out, this is it.
That's what I hear a lot. A lot. Everybody at work that plays these kind of games, except for one other guy, is like, I'm playing City of Heroes now until EverQuest 2 comes out. Like, everybody says that. It's just like a filler game. Something to play in between whatever the hell they were playing and EQ2. They didn't want to get involved in something like, you know, say Final Fantasy or the World of Warcraft 8 or whatever it is. You know, they didn't want to get involved. But whatever other ones are out there, they didn't want to play that. They wanted to play something they could get into and not get, like, super wrapped up in and involved in. So they all went to this because it seems like they have a good time. It doesn't take them all day. You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's very satisfying.
I assume the first month's free?
Yeah, you get, I think you get 2 months free.
2 months?
I'm not quite sure, but I think you do. Because when I bought my card, I had 2 months on the card.
Oh, wow.
That I bought, and they gave me another 2 months. So I have, like, I've been playing this for, what, 3-4 months now?
A while, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, like, 2 months free.
Huh. Yeah, but
you might have gotten a month for getting the card, too.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Either way, I don't see me paying $50 for that, but if it was, what they need is, like, a free 4-day, 7-day trial. Something to just screw with.
They don't do that until they're...
Yeah, way later usually. I know. But still.
I don't think EQ ever did.
EverQuest is looming.
I knew you wouldn't play it. Now, it's not your type of game. But, no. You know, for a lot of people out there,
they charge $10.
Type of game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's my kind of game either.
I don't know if it is or not.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like there's anything that I want there. I don't want to just fire it up and go beat some stuff up. That's what I have Unreal for. You know?
It's just fun, you know? Your character, it's like, alright. For example, I'm walking around this one part of, you know, the city, and there's like a group of 15 monsters, and I'm going, I think I could take them all.
Yeah.
So I jump in there, and I do it. Sometimes I die, sometimes I don't. It's just cool to see what you can do.
Here's a good question. What's the death system like? Like, what's the hindrance for dying?
Yeah, well, how bad is the penalty? Do you get totally raped?
You get, like,
you know what? He tried to explain this to me one time before, and I got all lost.
Okay, you get debt, right? You have, like, a bubble system, kind of like every other game has a bubble system, right? So you'll have, like, 4,000 debt. And what that does, say it's 2,000 per bubble, right? You have 10 bubbles, 10 bubbles, and you have 2,000 per bubble. So 4,000 debt would be 2 bubbles. You have to work off until you get full experience again. But you still gain experience, even though you're in debt, you still gain real experience. So you could get your level theoretically and still be in debt. It's not too bad.
See, I don't understand how it works still.
So if you can still get your new level and you're in debt, part of your experience goes to the debt and part of it goes to your
real level. So like, okay, say you get 100 experience for the kill.
Okay.
If you're in debt, you would get 50 experience and 50 debt worked off.
Okay. So what is the penalty for being in debt? Oh, yes. Well, you get 50% experience instead of 100%.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But there's so nothing else, like your attacks don't do full damage or anything?
Well, that's a good thing. So, you can't lose your level.
No.
You get, instead of getting thrown back.
Ah, I see. Okay.
You get 50 experience per kill instead of 100.
Okay, yeah. I got it. It
just takes you twice as long to get your level.
Until you get the debt worked on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually a pretty
good
way to
do it. Yeah, that's not a bad system at all. Okay, now that it's, like, been explained in English, the first time you told me, I was like, dude, I have no idea what you just told me. I didn't know what the hell you were trying to explain.
Corpse runs? Well, there's no...
What do you mean?
Like, when you die, you gotta go get your body, or...
Okay, when you die, you can either release, go to the hospital... No
superhero wakes up in the hospital.
You know, you're in the hospital, you go out, you go back. There is no body to recover or nothing like that. Or you can get a revive, which is like a self-res on your inspirations, and you just hit that and you like get up and you're all dizzy. And you walk around for a minute until it wears off and you just rest and heal yourself.
Huh.
But you can only use your rest so often. Like, my rest, I think I can use it once every 5 minutes.
What does rest do?
It heals your health and your endurance all the way back. Or you can use inspiration to get
it
back.
And is it instant?
Yeah. Well, not instant. You're sitting there for a minute until it comes back.
Oh, it's like
if you're hit while you're resting, you're dead.
Oh, wow.
One hit. Some level one.
Yeah.
And you got, like, almost full hit points.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you gotta be careful where you rest.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
It does, though. I was going to say, it does make some good sense. I mean, I have seen a group of level 15 level adventurers get wiped out by kobolds in D&D before. It can happen. You know, not all of them are retards that come straight at you, you know, and can't hit you. They can come up behind you, you know, you off. You know, they can do all kinds of
stuff. You never want to admit that. Oh, yeah. I was killed by a kobold. Yeah. No, man. I was killed by this level 50th guy.
And were other dudes. Yeah. But it can happen.
The good thing gameplay-wise for that is you can't do it in the middle of the combat.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want some dude just sit down all of a sudden in the back.
Sometimes you can. It depends on who's got the aggro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. But
I mean, I've ran off and left my group there.
Resting should give you a ton of aggro.
Came back because, you know, I'm getting my ass kicked. I'm like, you fuckers ain't healing me.
Yeah.
So I run back, heal myself, and come back. Sometimes I'll quit a group in the middle of a mission, you know, after being dumped.
Yeah, they're retarded. Yeah, it happens in all these online games. It's the only problem with multiplayer games. Other people.
Oh, check this out. This is the only thing I think is really screwed up in this game. They have this ability. It's called Recall Friend. It's where you can teleport your friends.
That's how you were doing it. I was trying to explain that to somebody at work the other day.
All right. Okay, so you could have this guy. He goes, hey, you want to join my group? I'm 50th level, your first level. Oh, yeah. So he lets him join, and he teleports you off a building. He's dead. You know, you hit the ground, you have one hit point, you're in the middle of a mob, the monsters come up, kill you. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, I missed.
Yeah,
I've let me try that. Again. He does it again and kills you. It's so screwed.
Oh, but I also read that, I can't remember who actually makes this game.
You'd think you'd pay attention every day that you fire it up and the screen comes up.
Anyway, the company...
NCSoft. The guys who do Lineage and all that other crap.
Right. They're working on a accept thing. Something to try. Because I guess one of these things, like the teleport thing, and people are like getting in your group and going, ha-ha, I'm going to take you to some fucked up place and then leave.
That is very screwed.
Is there like a ton of spells and stuff, or... Do you only get, like, five
things? There's a lot of power. All right, you have your primary power set, your secondary power set, and you can get new power sets that do different... I mean, there's just so many powers.
It sounds cool, because I would totally love to make, like, some kind of, like ice wizard dude or something, you know? But it wouldn't be like a wizard, you know, it'd be more like a...
blaster.
A blaster, yeah, I guess.
Well, you can do a controller that does ice, and he does...
There we go. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Blizzard, where the wind blows and knocks your enemies
backwards. I want a guy who... Yeah. Water and air power. Put all my points into those two things. I'll make Hurricane Man.
But, yeah, you can do a lot. And I think, you know, a lot of people would be surprised at how much freedom you have in this game.
Yeah, that's why I'm blown away. I mean, just making the guy alone sounds crazy enough, you know. And then all this crazy shit that you end up getting for him is just, it's wild. And they do it all without real actual items.
Oh, really blows my mind. Super speed, all right. Makes you feel like Flash. I mean, this like, light comes out from underneath your feet and he just hauls out.
Yeah.
It is cool. And you can fly, you can teleport.
Good for camping those unique creatures, huh?
You got super jump where you can jump up to the top of a building.
I gotta watch you play this or see more video of it or something. I've only seen, like, still screenshots of it, and it's mostly of, like, the chick characters. Everybody's all, check this character out I saw.
Yeah, you have to come over sometime.
I will. I really want to check it out. Not that I probably will play it, but I probably should.
At least see it.
You know? Right. Yeah. It sounds really good, though. So, it's just, it's still $50, though, and that's tough to stomach on a game like this, where it's like, I want it to last forever, and if I only know it's going to last a little while, it's like...
It's going to last just as long as any other game that you were to spend $50 on.
Probably like a day or two.
Like, talk.
Well, yeah, but then there's the games where I buy that didn't last at all. Yeah, I tried to play Armed and Dangerous the day for the first time. Cracked it open and everything. Controls are backwards on the camera, and I cannot handle it. Because it's more like an action game. So you really have to be on top of it. And because the camera's backwards, it's like, I can never shoot anything I want to shoot. Mm. And of course, you can change the vertical axis. I can change up and down to be, you know, up can go down. But they won't let me change the one that I need.
Why would they allow you to change up and down and not right?
Because they're friggin' retarded. You can't do it in Sudeiki, which I rented this week and tried to play again, and I can't do it because, again, the camera does not work for me because it's straight backwards how I feel it should be, and this is how I want it to be, and this would make this game a lot better to play as Sudeiki still had problems, things I didn't like, the combos, combat system I didn't care for, the combo system drove me insane. Because it feels like you want to just wail on the button and you just kick some ass, you know, and swing that sword and just rip stuff open, but you have to pause, like, 1 second in between each time you press the button.
I like combat systems that reward you for being controlled. When you, if you're in there swinging a sword, you're gonna, you're not just sitting there flailing your sword.
Yeah,
like,
but why can't it be, you know, like, A, A, B, A, and then that's your combo, and you do your move, not A, X, A, and then it does your move. Why can't you just do it like A, X, A? Why can't you just push the fucking buttons, you know, have 27 different combos and combinations of buttons that you can push in? They make it like, so you have to like wait, and it's like, oh, this blows, you know, cause you're just, oh. I understand that the idea behind it too is that like, you won't be able to just wail out combos all day. Because you could, if you knew what they all were, you could just find your favorite two or three, you know, and then just mash the buttons as fast as you could push them. But it, that's how, it's, the game kinda like gears itself towards that. You know, if it was more, like a slower paced kinda game, it would be fine, I think. But the way that like 20 dudes will just rush you and you're stuck in combat, all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, you know, you're trying to fight these things and it's like you're going A, and you're like counting in your head, X, A.
You know,
it is. It really is. It just, yeah, it just, it's not, it's like you're almost taken right out of the action
but
because
of it. At the same time, I think it's good when games reward you for being controlled in what you're pressing and what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And not just wailing on those buttons to flail your sword like...
Yeah, like, say, Champions of Norrath and Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, most of those are just, you just hit it as hard as you
can. Or like Diablo with the mouse, you're just sitting there tapping as fast as you can.
Maybe a callus is from that game.
I like it when games reward me for being a little more controlled in what I'm pressing.
But it'd be great if they added maybe some motions to it. You know, like a fighting game, maybe? Maybe, like, if you had to do some... Like, if you... It took some skill to pull a move off, rather than just count your button presses. One, two,
yeah, that's
three.
Just too slow.
All of them are like that, though. Every single combo in this was, no matter what button I'm saying, it's either A and B and X and Y, whatever, it's all the same. It's all, like, a 1 second delay in between. It's like... It's just retarded, it seems like. I just... At least in the beginning, anyway. The first 20 combos that you have, unless you get more later on. You probably do, but... It's not worth playing that long for me.
Like Gothic. Did you ever play Gothic?
No.
Gothic.
I think you did. Gothic 1, Gothic 2.
Yeah. You, it rewards you for when you swing your sword because you do a follow through.
Yeah,
If you just sit there and wail on the button, yeah, you're gonna swing your sword, but if you swing it in the appropriate time of where you are, you can spin around.
That's pretty cool.
And then hit again,
that's
and then
pretty cool.
It's more fluid because you're being more fluid.
And you have to watch it, though, to know when you're hitting different buttons, right?
Yeah, that's actually
See, that's
game.
Pretty cool. Instead of this, where no matter what buttons you hit, it's a second apart. That's all you're doing with this combo system.
I own two, but I never really played it. I ended up letting my friend borrow it, and I still haven't gotten it back.
I played it for a while, and I got stuck, and I got pissed, and I said, that's it.
Both of them start out so hard. You are so, just this weakling piece of crap.
And then
a squirrel kicks your ass.
That was like EverQuest, when you're fighting rats for the first, like, five levels.
But the rats don't kick your ass in EverQuest. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things...
They kicked my mage's ass for a good long while.
Yeah, I got killed by... I forget what it was. In the first Gothic, I got killed by some stupid... I think it was a little goblin or a little tree, something.
Like a
Yeah, it just kicked my ass. I was like, oh, screw this.
The game starts out too hard.
Yeah, it really does.
But once you get going, once you get some experience under your belt and some skills, it's fun.
Huh, I'm sure it is. A lot of these are fun if they just change.
But like I said, it was good because it rewarded you for not just totally...
Back on focus, back to the controls. Yeah, that's pretty cool. When, you know, it actually matters when and what you press. That's pretty neat. Like, but why, it would be great if they would add, like, direction to it. Like, if you see your guy just did like a backhand with his sword, you know that now you gotta push, like, let's say you're on the right side of the screen, you would have to hit like left and then your other, say like the normal slash button, and your guy would like come back around again, right? You know what I'm saying? Like there would be different things you could do depending on what it looked like. That'd be really cool. This is not like that. This is A. Honest to God, there is a three A's. You know, that's like, that's it. That's what you press. And you just have to time it. And then your guy does some crazy move, but it's like, okay, well, that was great and all exciting, but I'm not watching the combat. I'm like, counting it in my head, you know? it was just weak. But like, look at something like, even like a hardcore, like RPG, like not like action based. Look at Final Fantasy VI. I gotta take that. Look at how awesome that was when you had guys that had a different style of combat. Like, remember, like, every game that you played up until then, and still a good lot after, they all have the same exact menu. Attack, magic, item, flee, defend, right? Those are your options in most of these RPGs. When you would attack, your guy would just go out there and swing his sword, right? But remember you had, like, the monk dude where he had, like, Street Fighter moves? Remember?
Yeah.
You had to do that move, and if you failed, you did not attack that round. And then you had the guy with the big sword. I don't remember his name, so I renamed all my guys, so... You had the guy with the sword who was like the brother of the king or whatever, and he had that little meter that would charge up, but you couldn't do anything while he was charging up for his move. How cool was that? That it was different than everybody else. You know, and they had these difficult things. The guy with all the crazy tools and shit, you know, his sword sucked, but he could mess stuff up with his, like, gadgets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But focusing mainly on the guy with the Street Fighter type moves and the sword thing, that was a better system than this crap. I thought, anyway. I don't know, but, and not to mention the camera was backwards, so it still kind of seemed choppy, though, to me. And, you know, I don't think it's the game room's choppy, I think it's the animations suck. That's what I think it really is. Because, like, things were smooth in the background. Like, when I was walking through town, like, stuff was scrolling. The guys coming at you looked like they were choppy or something. Something wrong with my eyes or something, I don't know, but I couldn't handle it. I still didn't
like it. It could have been the animators.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but, and for the most part, the graphics are pretty good in Sudeki. They really are. They looked alright. I mean, there was nothing horribly wrong with them, except that the animations weren't very good, but the graphics seemed alright.
Mm.
But, I don't know. It was something I wanted to play for so long, and I think if the camera was the other way around, I bet I could have played it a little bit longer, because then I could have at least, like, hit stuff that I wanted to, you know? Same with Armed and Dangerous. That game is a blast, and I can't play it, because I can't hit fucking thing.
I wonder if they made that for the computer, too. I wonder if the controls are better.
Yeah, I know. I'm really, really curious about that.
Hmm.
Really cute, because the game is good. It is a fun game. It really is. But the controls blow on the Xbox, because you can't change one thing. That's it, and they broke it. But I bet on the computer, at the very least, I bet you could rig it up to use a controller, and then whatever driver you've got or something, I bet you can switch it. You can change it, you know? I know I can with my driver, the driver I use to run my Xbox controller. You can do whatever the hell you want with it. So
make left, right,
yeah,
right, left.
I would have to, you know, if it doesn't let you change it in the game, I can still do that, though. That would be just awesome.
I think it's fairly cheap for the PC now.
It's $20 on the Xbox now, so it's gotta be $20 on the computer. But it's like, man, I have the game. Why do I have to go out and get the PC version now to play this game? So it's like, I'm probably missing out on a great game, because I'll never play it now, because I feel like I don't want to go out and buy this for the PC just for working controls, you know, that I had to rig up anyway. That sucks.
Oh, it's like, what, Morrowind? You played that, got pissed, and quit.
A lot of people quit over that, though.
That game was bad.
That game was incredible. But,
why'd you quit?
I played for 2 weeks solid. Totally just sucked into this world, man. I mean, it was one of the best games I've ever played. I was loving it. And the way I had my controls set up was a lot like a first-person shooter. And when I changed my weapon to, like, my bow, because I would go out there and shoot shit, I would scroll the middle mouse wheel, right? Mm-hmm. So it would scroll to my sword. Well, what I didn't know was it wasn't just scrolling to the two weapons I intended to use, because how does it know? They're just in my inventory. It would scroll through every weapon. So that I would have to, like, scroll for a bit to find the sword that I bought, the fat one, not the crap I picked up to sell. Right? And then I'd go back out and shoot shit with my bow, switch to my sword, kick its ass up close. Well, at some point, I picked up a cursed sword. Fury. And switching through my inventory, it was equipping the sword. Right? So... it would equip my sword, put all my armor at zero, and then I would finally land on the sword that I wanted, right? So I'm running around getting my ass kicked, trying to figure out why I suck, and I had, like, no idea that I was equipping that sword that quick, you know? Because, I mean, I was rolling it so fast, the sword wouldn't even come up on the screen.
Right.
I was just flying through little pictures on the thing down there. Boom, I'd land on my sword, and I'd go about my business, but it was like your armor was locked at zero. You could not, like, retrain your guy or something. It was fucking retarded. So it's like, here I am, 2 weeks of playing, like, every waking moment. I was pretty far. To where my guy is, like, worse than a level one guy now. I have zero skill in light, medium, and heavy armor. Zero. Yeah. After having, like, 100 and whatever, I don't remember how high you could get, but it was, like, probably almost 200 in the one I used, like, a lot, like, medium armor, I think. Mm-hmm. And then it was, like, my guy sucked all of a sudden. I couldn't even fight, like, basic shit anymore if I got hit. You know? So it was, like, this sucks. So I went to the message board thinking there's got to be somewhere I can go to pay a cleric or something to, like, lift a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope, that's it.
You got the sword, you're fine.
Yep, that's it, you're done. That was it. So it's like...
What sort of strange
I don't know.
Decision-making process put that sword in there?
Realism.
I think they might have fixed that.
I think so too, because at the time when I was reading it, there was a lot of talk about it being a bug on the forum. This was like the day, you know, that I found out that this happened to me, that I got on the forum, which was like just like a like 2 weeks after the game was released, you know, so the forums were just hopping with talk about this game, and I wasn't the only one who ran into this, and a lot of people were like, I can't play this anymore, that's just fucking stupid, you know, god damn it. So, that's why I quit Morrowind. Always intended to go back, because I know it's a fantastic game. I loved it.
I'm thinking about installing it again.
I know, but no, you know what? You gotta go out and you gotta go buy the $30 version now. You gotta go buy the $30 gold pack with all
I know,
the expansions.
They got the expansions. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I know,
yeah,
and it's only $30. Yeah.
I wanna play a werewolf.
Me too. But we gotta stay on track here. We got other games to talk about. We got Fable.
I wanna
and...
be a vampire.
You know that game's awesome. Okay, back to the games though. Let's talk about Fable.
Okay.
A big one. This game is huge. This is another one that everybody's been just dying to play, you know. Originally called, what do they call it? Project Ego, originally.
Yeah.
This is coming off the Xbox September 14th.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about this because I don't own an Xbox, so it's kind of pointless for me to check it out too much.
You'll know all about it because it's all I'm going to be talking about, I think, for quite some time. I cannot wait for this game to come out. This was the one where the decision was, let's make a game where how you play it affects the game.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea behind that. You know, like, if you go out and you kill everybody, that's going to change the way the town feels about you, rather than like... It doesn't seem to register on a lot of games if you just start killing off NPCs. It just doesn't register. You know, maybe the town guards will come out and attack you and you can kill the guards. And then, that's it. This one, you can kill everybody. Every single person in this game you can kill except for children and, like, the absolute key NPCs.
Which is good.
Well, yeah, you don't want somebody to... kill off somebody that's going to give you your next quest, and then you can't go on in the game. That would suck.
What? You can't kill children?
You can. You cannot kill children, okay? But as far as the story goes on this, like, all I could gather from it was, like, you're out doing something. Like, the whole game takes place on, like, an island. It's like, you know, that's like the world. And you're out doing something, probably fishing or some crazy ridiculous thing. And then... like, your father gets killed. Now, what I didn't understand, like, I couldn't find it. What happens? I could not figure out. Everywhere I looked, I couldn't find it. What happened? Why? How this started? Like, your father gets killed, and then your sister and mom get, like, taken by somebody, or, like, they run away or something. I could not figure it out to save my life. But whatever the case is, you're like a little boy. This happens when you're a kid. And then, like, you know, you go back to town or whatever, and, like, something, you know, this had happened, and then some warrior dude is like, you know, well, you gotta make it on your own or whatever. And he introduces you to, like, the Adventurer's Guild, which is, like, the Uber Tavern, where everybody hangs out, you know, to, like, get their quests and to go do whatnot. And apparently that's, like, a pretty major part of the game, I guess. Like, you keep winding up back there,
mm-hmm.
and you can get, like, all these different random quests, and key quests, I'm sure, you know,
right.
to do something. Because ultimately you're trying to find your mom and sister, ultimately. That's, like, the whole point of the game. And I guess when you start, you're a little boy...
So you're not saving the world?
Yeah, you're not saving the world. You're saving your, or you're looking at least for your family, what's left of it. And let me see now. You start out as a kid, and I guess you go through training, like right in the beginning, like, you know, press X button to swing your sword kind of crap, you know?
Right.
And I guess there's cutscenes that show you develop and become like an adult. And I guess the game starts when you're probably 18, I guess, when you're an adult. But you can actually age up to 65 in this. And the cool...
Do you die after that?
No. They keep that from happening. They just kind of basically cut you off aging at 65. Just so that you're not playing, then you die, because that sucks, you know? Because, like, you could just kind of run around and go screw around for, you know, ever. you right. not actually do the quest. But they try to make it set up so that you always know where you should be, like if you want to follow the story, but you can go do whatever, most of whatever you want. There is some areas they have block off, you know, that you can't get to until later on, so you do stuff. You can't go right to, like, the end castle place or whatever, you know, and storm in and try to fight the boss.
You know? And, you know, that makes sense. I mean, people rally for total
freedom and, yeah.
But, I mean, it's a game, people. You need...
It's supposed to be some challenge, you know?
Well, that's why they make it hard enough to where you can't just go do that.
But, you know, hey, maybe you found it.
If that's how they block it off, that's fine.
Yeah. A perfect example of that was Temple of Elemental Evil. I was just messing around, and I went down, and I was, oh, what's in this box? I opened it, and I beat the game. I was like, what the hell was that?
You, like, snuck past the last boss with him with your thief.
Snuck past the last boss with my thief, using my hiding shadows, and beat the game.
How weird is that?
I was very upset, because I put so much time into it, I was like, oh, this game sucks.
Expecting some crazy fight at the end, and he, like, walked past the last guy on accident, and clicked the little thing to end the game or something. I don't know how that happened. I still want to play that. I actually don't own that, because I know it's kind of crap. From everything I heard, some kind of weight of the price to get reasonable for a crap game that I want to own.
A lot of those are, though. A lot of those... D&D games.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got one right here. What's it called? Ruins of Mythdranor. Oh,
Pools
my God.
Of Radiance.
Pools of Radiance.
Real bad too.
Terrible. Terrible. But I own it.
But I heard they fixed it where you could play it.
I'm sure it's playable now, but it's still not very fun, I guess. So I don't know. Either way. Anyway, I wrote down all kinds of notes on this though. You have like a fame thing. So like. The more quests you do, the more famous you get, but you don't, fame is not a good exclusive thing, right? You can be bad and still be famous, right?
Right.
You know, infamous, exactly. You can be, they still know who you are. Everybody knows who Hitler is. He was considered a bad guy, but he's like, he's, you know, they know who he is, you know? So you can still be a bad guy or a good guy, however you want to play, and how you are does affect the towns and stuff and the people and how they react to you.
And that's taking a cue from MMORPGs, which is a good cue to take from them because it's a good gameplay element.
Yeah, it is. It adds a whole other thing that was just kind of like slipped in there that, you know, we kind of ignored for years and, you know, it made sense. I mean, how many times did you go save this fucking town and, you know, the 20 NPCs in the town still say the same crap to you, you know?
Yeah.
And most of which doesn't matter. Which, oh, actually, this is way cool. This drives me insane, and this is something that they changed here. Okay, how many times have you been walking around a role-playing game? It happens to me in Tales of Symphonia, because it drives me, I get so pissed. You walk up to, you walk into a new town, what do? You talk to everybody, to find out if they have anything interesting to say, right? I talk to everybody.
I usually ignore all the
most of the people?
Regular NPCs, because I know they don't have jack shit to say.
Sometimes they do, though. Sometimes there is interesting stuff to learn from them. You know, so it's like I make it a point to talk to them all like three times. It's just habit now from playing RPGs forever that this is the habit I'm in. Well, they're sick of this too. So what they did was they had like a different color, like an aura around a guy. And if he's, oh crap, I wrote it down. Okay, blue, they have just worthless information. Like, so you come up on an NPC with like a blue circle around him or whatever. He doesn't have anything important to say. You know, he'll say, isn't it a nice day in our town today? It's so great to be here. But then if they're green, they have information for you or a quest, and anything red is an enemy right off, right? But you can still attack the townspeople. If you just keep the cursor on them, it will turn red so that you can draw your sword. So you can go run around and kill them and do whatever you want.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool because I'm really looking forward to something where I can just be...
You can have sex in this game?
You can get married, you can have sex, you can buy property, you can buy shops, you can fight monsters, kill innocent people, terrorize children, you can use frying pans as weapons, and it can become the ultimate weapon in the game even, if that's what you use. That could be the baddest ass weapon. You can play like Lunar from Lunar. So yeah, a frying pan. You can get married, you can get divorced, oh I said that first. Break into houses, pick pockets, whatever you want, just no killing kids or key NPCs. So it's, and no swimming, and no horses, but there's other modes of transportation, they said. So.
What, you just can't walk horses. In the water?
You just, yeah, I guess you just can't go into the water.
That was my big complaint about D&D. It's like, man, give me a horse, I'm playing a D&D game.
Yeah, huh, I know.
A horse.
That's kind of like, I think, something that almost anything that takes place in that, like, certain, like, time, or, like, feels like that time should have some kind of
No. I want my war horse.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, it's not the same if it's not. Like in Tales of Symphonia, you've got what that stupid dog thing. I can't stand that thing, and it's so ugly looking, and it's so stupid. Give me a horse, and I'd be so much better off.
It's a world that doesn't have horses. I mean, that's...
I know, but like...
You're gonna create a world that is supposed to be way different from ours.
Yeah.
And you want to put horses in it? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. I want a horse, damn it. I don't want a dog that's like yellow, or no, what color is it? White and green. And he's like huge. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool, but it seems like I would rather have a horse. That's all. Give me, I don't know, a horse or a dune buggy.
Yeah, a skateboard.
Skateboard. Something different. I don't know. I didn't like that green dog. Maybe it's just because he has no personality or something.
Well, the green dog doesn't last all that long.
I know. But maybe
you get much better transportation later on.
You get a yellow dog later on.
You get a yellow dog. It's faster. His name's Flash. Yeah. Another thing in Fable that's going to be really cool is the appearance of your guy. Now, this also makes, like, an impression on the townspeople, right? Like, so, check this, I wrote it down here, 100 different pieces of clothing, right? So you can dress yourself up wearing some kind of crazy S&M and whips and chains and all that shit, and people will act differently to you, you know, because you're dressed up like a freak, right? Mm. You know, you got 41 different tattoos to pick from, and you can put them on, like, your back, your face, both arms, like, all over the place.
Oh, that's bad.
Right? Yeah, there's 41 different ones to choose from, and 25 different hairstyles, including, like, a whole facial hair thing, too. So you can make your guy pretty well, you know, however you want to look within the boundaries of this, you know. But it does make people react differently, as does your fame, of course. If you're famous, they're going to, like, dress up all nice because you're coming to their town. You know, it's like when the president comes to town. It's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't have a name. They don't name you, which is cool. I think it's good that you don't have a name. You have a title. So that they can say your title, in the game. Like...
With audio?
You know, with audio. Because every single word in this game is spoken. There's 16,000 lines of dialogue, 160,000 words, every single one of which is spoken.
Wow, so there's no...
Reading involved.
Even the blue NPCs
will speak.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
All right, I'll go buy an Xbox just for this game.
It's only $150 now. It may very well be worth it.
I was reading something that the people who do the whole industry financial prediction stuff saying that there's a good chance that Sony and Xbox are going to drop the price again.
Yeah. I saw that too the other day. Something about that the majority of the consoles, or was it that, or did they just look at the PS1? Something like a majority of them were sold at the $100 price point. So that was some kind of speculation thing. I saw that too this morning. I think might have been last night. I saw that too. So there you go. That'd be pretty slick. $100, $50 for Fable. You're still in $150, but if Fable's as good as it's supposed to be, I don't know. You can brag about your quest and how great you are. You can get a quest and then be like, I'm the man, I'm gonna go kill these goblins in this place, and I'm not gonna use my sword. Right? But if you do it without using your sword, you get, like, extra crap for winning. You know, if you don't get hit once.
That is
if
cool.
But you have to brag about it first. You have to, like, you know.
That is cool.
I know, how crazy is that? That's pretty badass. You also don't have a...
chubby.
You don't go in you don't go in, you don't get levels, you get like points. You know, like after a while you get like another point to put into your attributes, which are, there's only three. There's strength, there's skill, which is like stealth, and will, which is like magic. And even like the warrior dudes are gonna get some will. They're gonna have like magic type things they can use, like a bloodlust or blood rage. I'm sure they're gonna have something that ups their whatever, you know.
Right.
They're gonna have something.
Put like 100 million stats in there where you go, oh,
my god, what do I pick? You know, yeah, exactly. And if I put in the wrong one, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
that it's kind of nice having a limited set number. I'm pretty comfortable with 6, so 3 seems like a little short number to me. I'm just used to 6 from D&D.
Works for me.
Yeah, it'll work for me too. I'll deal, you know, because I'm probably gonna go the thief route, of course.
And then, that'd be so bad, just stealing from everybody.
I know, huh? Yeah. How awesome is that gonna be? You know, I've always wanted to do that. I mean, you know, stealing from the shopkeepers, man. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. What was the first game that ever did that? Ultima. You could do it on Ultima. The first one Nintendo. You could go up to the town to people and, like, just steal. And if you get caught, then the guards would come out and kill you. But it was cool.
It was cool. I remember that. So that'll be nice. That'll be a nice little thing right there. And then basically you can go out and do whatever the hell you want. You can just like cruise around and just like kill little creatures, and there's all kinds of different, you know, stuff for you to fight. There's all kinds of quests to go on. If you, you know, need stuff to do, there's, they said that you can go straight through the game from point A to point B, doing none of the side bullshit and not like enhancing your guy and not like getting involved in the anything. Just like you make your guy, let him be default, whatever, and then go from quest to quest to quest to quest to quest in like 30 hours. And just hammer through it. That's if you don't have any fun, though. That's if you're just like trying to beat this, you know. And it,
that's still a lot of time just for,
yeah, you know, just for
hammer straight through.
Yeah, that's like, you know, you're
that's
not
acceptable.
Yeah,
a lot of games are probably what, maybe 120 hours of gameplay.
I think they said it was a lot lower than that. They said it was like 70 hours if you go do most of the rest of the crap. Like the average person's probably going to spend like it seems like 50 to 70 hours in it because they're going to do most of the side quests, you know, and they're going to get a little bit.
But it has replayability because
You can go as good or evil. I imagine there's kind of like a medium balance, and you can go as like, you know, like a mega warrior dude, a wizard, and what sounds like a thief. And check this out, as how you play your guy will affect him also. So if you're like this wizard dude and you're out there just blowing stuff up, just like everything, right, and killing people and using all your spells, your guy starts to like lose his hair, starts to get like dark sunken in eyes, starts to like hunch over a little bit. Like as you get older,
that's bad.
Yeah, because you're like this evil sorcerer dude, you start to look like you, like we've come to accept, you know, an evil sorcerer dude looks. You can go the route of the hero paladin dude, though, if you're all nice to everybody. You know, you're not mean to any children or people. You're not killing NPCs, and you're out there only killing the bad things. And you're doing all the quests and keeping your fame real high and hitting on the chicks and stuff, you know, and being like this really charismatic guy. You can go that route, too, and then you're this mighty, burly, standing tall, straight-looking guy. You know, or you can be like the evil warrior dude wearing his black armor and the dark sunken in face and shit, you know, and black hair hanging in his face and your evil fucking shit, you know. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, huh,
yeah, it sounds.
That sounds so bad.
You know, I like that. I like that a lot. I want to see that in more games. That the decisions you make affects your guy more than just his stats.
And the world.
You know, and the world. You know, yeah, because they're going to act different. They're going to act different. If you're known for killing NPCs and terrorizing kids and, you know, being evil, they're not going to talk to you. They're going to go inside. They're going to run away from you. I'm not making that up. They said that. They will not be there. They will try to hide. They don't want to talk to your scary ass, you know? So, I don't know. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
sounds pretty good. I'm really, really looking forward to this.
Crossing my fingers on this one. Praise the almighty role-playing God.
That's right. You know, I mean, we need this. We need this bad. Xbox needs this bad. And it needs to be good. So let's pray it is good. Now, check this out. I played not as long as I would have liked to have because I only am able to play the single player. I can't play online. Warhammer 40K Dawn of War, the beta. This is the one that we were talking about before.
Right, the one that's actually RTS instead of
like a first. There was another one, though, that's like a DOS game, though, that they made that was a strategy game that totally sucked, I guess, too. But most of all of them lately have been all, and they've made quite a few, like four or more, first-person shooters.
Mm.
But I was under the impression, and you know, I think if they added this to this game and kept it the way it is now, they would have a monster hit on their hands because I was under the impression it was going to be so much like the tabletop version of it, right? That you were going to have a set number of points to pull your army out, and you deploy, and then you fight it out with whatever you decided to create your army as. They did go the more stand. When I actually played it now, I played the beta. Big thanks to Mocker. He hooked me up with not only the file, it's like 600 meg download, but he hooked me up with the patch to bring it to the latest version. And his key. I just don't want to. I can't use his key online, you know, because right. they'll know, and we can't have, you know, more than one person using that key. So I'm able to play the single player and block it with my firewall and whatnot, just to make sure in case it's trying to phone home anyway. You know, it's not going anywhere. But I was able to play through the single player stuff. They've got like all the races there, like the major stuff. I'm not too into this stuff. I played it before briefly, and it's been years, so I don't remember like 100% about it. But you have like the Space Marines. I can't remember what they're called. They're like the Eldar or something. They remind me of like the Protoss in a way.
Okay.
From StarCraft. They have the Orcs, and they have the, I know I'm forgetting one else, I think, and the Chaos Marines. The Chaos guys, which are like evil, like Space Marine demon dudes, which I played before, or was into before at least. I even have one of the little figurines around here somewhere, I just can't find it. My buddy Rob gave it to me for my birthday. It's awesome, I still have it. Painted him up and shit. But you can even make your army, you can paint up your army too. So that when you're playing the game, your army looks however you painted them up and put your logo on there and all that, which is really cool.
Because
a big thing in the real game was that you would paint your army. You know, that was your army. You created these guys, and this is what you were taking to your friend's house that Saturday night to kick his ass with, you know.
Mm.
So you put some time and effort into not only deciding what characters you wanted in the game, but what they look like, you know. But when I actually got to sit down and play it, well, first of all, the controls are just like Warcraft, so it's great. You know, I didn't need any kind of training at all. I knew exactly how to control that entire game. It was awesome. I just sat down, picked it up, unlike Command & Conquer Generals, where they tried to change the controls. Like, I think it's like the old-style Command & Conquer controls, and they suck, and even they knew it, so they patched it in later on, or they added it with the General's Expansion Pack, whatever it was called. In any case, the controls were sweet, the graphics looked really good. You had some very detailed things going on the screen there. You know, I mean, you could see, like, dudes, like, kicking other guys, I swear to God. I mean, it was just awesome. All the crazy shit going on, the explosions looked good, all that stuff looked really good. The gameplay was really, like, at first I wasn't sure what was going on, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And once I realized what they have you do, it's a killer idea. They have it set up so you're not, like, you don't find, like, a gold mine and send a bunch of peons after a freaking gold mine, you know, and then you gotta go get some wood and ore or whatever the hell. You're in space. So they have, like, these little power things on the ground. And you start with one, or maybe you don't even have one. I guess you don't even have one. But you have, like, a set number of points that goes up a little bit. Just every second it goes up a little bit. Yeah, because I didn't start with one. Okay. You have to take them over. So you see them on the map. There's, like, let's say 10 of these things on the map, right? And you actually, like, you have to send, like, an army out there to, like, secure the area because it seems like you send a dude out there, you're going to get jumped because they don't want you to take it over. So you send one of your little peon guys out there, and he can build, like, a thing on top of it which, like, makes it, like, generate faster stuff. Like, you walk out there and take it over. You just walk out there and you stick your flag in it, and it takes like 10 seconds, and you take it over, and now you gain more of like your points per second.
Right.
But your guy, you send one of your little peon dudes, and he can like build a tower on top of it and makes it generate faster. Yeah. Then you can like armor it up and put guns on it, and then you can like make it, and there's like another upgrade to like pull faster from it, you know? Didn't seem like they ran out either. Just seemed like you just had unlimited supply as long as you could hold it.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
I never liked how the gold mines and whatnot went away.
Really? I liked it because it kept the games reasonably sized. You know, like, you could play all day if everybody had unlimited resources. You know, which isn't a bad thing either. Playing all day is a good thing. But, I mean, sometimes you just want the game to end. Or, like, there's some guy who's hanging on by a thread somehow, and you're like, oh my god.
Just yeah, die that's already.
You know, that sucks. But if you can run him out of gold, you got it.
Yeah,
you know, so, I mean, it has its effect. But the cool part about this is they're not in your base. They're not easy to defend. They're all over random places on the map. So, like, you cannot fortify the zones or the area, like, around it. You cannot put, like, mega defense out there. Like, to an extent, you can, but not like your main base. It's not going to be, like, totally impenetrable. So if you roll up on it and he's got nothing there, you can pretty much just storm in and take it back over so that he's not getting his shit anymore. But you still have to claim it. So, like, you roll in, you take his shit down, it takes, like, 10 seconds to take his thing down, like, another 10 or 20 to put yours up, your flag, right? He can roll in and kill you before then, because you gotta stand there for a while, until you have, like, you know, taken over the little thing.
Mm.
So it's kinda cool, though, because it keeps you, well, crap, I won't be able to hold this one, I'll have to go find another one. Then you're walking out somewhere else on the map, and he raids your base, and, oh, crap, I gotta go back, well, I gotta take this thing over, what do I do? You do have, like, leaders, like in Warcraft 3, you have, like, a hero, you do have, like, little leader dudes of your group. They don't get, like, magic, but they do get, like, other powers. And it's really, really cool, because it's kind of true to the Warhammer way, is that you have individual upgrades for your units. Like, when you were playing Warhammer originally, you know, like, the tabletop version, you would say, okay, I want a group of Marines, but this guy uses a flamethrower. This guy has a rocket pack on him. This guy uses a rocket launcher. This guy uses, like, a fatter, you know, two machine guns or whatever, whatever.
Huh.
They were different. In this, you can do that assuming you got the upgrade. So your little armory place, you research flamethrowers, say. Well, now your little group, your troop of guys out there, you have a new little option thing on the guy that says, like, research flamethrower. So that one guy now has a flamethrower. And then and there's other ones though. There's a ton of them. It's really cool how custom you can get it because you can run into a group of guys that you think is like a stock group of guys that you're gonna just destroy. And they just pull out, whoosh, whoosh, and here comes the flamethrowers, the rockets, and you're like, oh Jesus God. Help me. It is really cool. You have the vehicle thing is really cool too. You've got like these, if you're playing the Space Marine dudes, you got like dreadnoughts, these big old mechanical dudes that walk around, and they just destroy stuff. You have like siege weapon type things, you know, you're gonna use something big like that. You've got infantry guys, you know, that are heavy, like light weaponry guys, you know. It's insane the amount of stuff that you get. The orc guys are so cool because they're like, they can't spell, and they're all like, nuts. They're just retarded. They're fucking crazy, and they're really cool because they're just like off the wall. They're just like, they say crazy shit, and they have like war banners that say like woohoo, you know, like they're running around. They're just like ah, they're crazy. It's just really cool. But I like the chaos, like the evil like marine looking dudes, right? Who can like get demons and shit too, though. Mm. I don't know. I've always liked those guys the most. So I was playing as those guys for quite a while. You get some of the most creepiest looking stuff on you. Like your little peon dudes are heretics, and like you can like force them to work faster, but like they die. They're like, oh, it will be done. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, faster. And like then they just they're gone. But they built your shit, but you kill them, and you don't care. And your guy's like, don't cry. That's wasted suffering. And like he's so mean and so evil. It's awesome playing those guys. For me, I just like them. But I don't know. It's really, really a hell of a good game, and I like the way that it keeps you having to move. You cannot sit in your base forever because you gain points so slowly. Mm-hmm. And like you can have a million units. You can have so many fucking units, it seems like, and they group rather well. Like a whole group is like one little block on your thing, not each individual guy. Like in Warcraft, where you can have 12 in a group,
right.
You can have 12 on one block in the group.
Wow.
Yeah. So you have like when it says a squad, you get a fucking squad, 12 dudes out there. You know, and you can get jetpacks for them and grenades. And you like you click grenade, and then you pick where to throw it. You guys all. And it's fucking cool. They did a good job. The animation's good. It runs really well. I mean, I put everything on full bore detail, and it runs perfect. It's a little choppy when you scroll, but that's apparently a known bug. So, I don't know, I'm sure they're going to fix it up. It was just something they said, I guess, that they were going to fix later on. Where it just seemed like a little choppy, and it only seemed like when I was going in a certain direction,
right.
It would just be a little choppy. But other than that, it was perfectly fine. The game seemed just fantastic. It was a hell of a lot of fun, but I think I know the one thing it's missing. If they added a game mode that was, like, more real rules, or, like, set points, I think they would have a real winner on their hands. If they, you know, because, like, you have it like it is now, where you can start out with a limited amount of resources and build your army and take over more things to keep your army going, that's fine and dandy, and it's a lot of fun, but it's just like every other game we've ever played. If they added a mode where it was, like, skirmish mode or something, pick amount of resources, and both sides had exactly those amount of resources to play with, you know, and maybe they start with all their buildings even. Fuck it, give them the buildings. They have limited resources. Give them all the buildings, let them start with whatever they want, just like you would in real actual Warhammer, you know, because you're picking just the army, and there's like, you wouldn't have these buildings that make this crap, you just bring it there.
Right.
So that would be awesome, I think. That would be something that I haven't seen, I don't think, in something like this where you have, like, I mean, sure, you're limited by the amount of resources, but not everybody starts with it, not everybody can get it, not everybody can get it fast enough, blah, 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 blah. This, give them all their shit flat out, let them start with the resources and build their army maybe even beforehand. Don't make them wait for it to make it, just give it to them, like you would in the tabletop game. I think that would be really, really cool. You know, that would be like a whole nother, like, style of play to the genre that I don't think I've seen anywhere else, and let alone this game really lends itself towards that.
Right.
You know, because every gun, you get a Marine, say it's 100 points. You give him a flamethrower, that's 10 more points for that one guy. You want to have him grenade, that's 5 points for every grenade you give that guy up to, say, a certain amount, right?
Right.
You know, so each guy can get pretty badass, but it's going to cost you. So, I think that would be really cool. But, I mean, as it is, it's a hell of a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this coming out. Yeah, I want to try it multiplayer, but I'm waiting for some of the bugs to get worked out. I would wait for some of the bugs to get worked out with the scrolling before I could say purchase this game, but I'm sure they're going to have it worked out by the time it goes.
Maybe at the very least the modding community will pull something like that.
Possibly. Possibly. I'm sure that they...
Yeah, you gotta love the modding community.
Yeah, you know, they fix it the way they want it, you know. I heard there's a lot of stuff done for Temple of Elemental Evil, too, so...
They did a lot of.
I heard anyway, so I haven't looked into it because I don't have it. So, but I kept hearing about some huge community rallying around that. But yeah, I was really, really impressed with that. It was a blast, a hell of a lot of fun.
I like that mod they did for Heroes 3. That was cool.
Oh yeah, Wake of the Gods or whatever. Yeah. That was better than the original game was.
Yeah, it was.
Freaking insane, and 10 times as good as Heroes 4. Alright, I'm out of games to talk about.
I haven't played anything new. Hopefully I'll have more for you folks next time I'm on the show.
You've been playing Doom, though.
Yeah, I have been
Doom. Have you been getting creeped out and a little scared?
I jumped a little bit, yeah. I did jump a little bit. Yeah, I had the sound up, you know, I had the lights up.
Nice.
Sitting there, you know. Okay, perfect sound. I'm walking up to his desk. There's this, like, dead guy laying up against him. I'm like... Oh, I wonder what's up here. So I walk up to him, and he jumps up. I'm like, oh.
I know exactly where you're talking about. That guy scared the piss out of me.
My wife, well, what was that? None.
See, that's what I was worried about, though. And I almost wanted to do, like, an in-between show between the one that we did a little bit about Doom. But I wanted to get Modem on because he was playing it, too, and was quite far in the game at the time. And then since then, like, all of us that, like, hanging on air seated, but playing it, beat it, and all that. So it's like too late now, and it's not fresh and new anymore either. It's been out for a while, but I was worried that a lot of people were trying to play this during the day. Friends are over. It's noon. The lights are on. You know, that's not what this game is made for. They're meant. They don't have 500 million creatures to shoot. And I'm like, dude, the way they set it up, you're barely able to fight one guy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's just like, holy crap, you know, my reflexes are pretty damn good, and I was still sweating bullets playing this game. There was a point where it was like, I don't think I can go into the next room. My heart cannot take it. Honest to God. You
know? I know, man. They had that one scene where your adrenaline's going and your heart's going.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh fuck. Where is it?
It's nuts, you know, but I was playing it correctly. Only at night, by myself, in the dark, and I got 5.1 speakers set.
That was
bad. You know?
That's
the only way to go.
One of the coolest parts, where you're walking into the bathroom, you look over at the mirror, and it does that thing where they do in the movies where it's and the mirror makes that sound, and your guy's face looks all fucked up, and you're like,
It's unreal what they did, and
that game's bad.
I think I finally, now that I've beat it though, and I've like messed around with it, I know what the one fault I can find in that game is. I know the one thing I didn't like. The rest of it I thought was amazing. Controls were tight. The guns were even alright. They were Doom guns. What the hell do you want? New guns? You know? The way that you have a flashlight separately and not mounted onto all your guns. At first I was pissed because you're like, oh, I can't see a fucking thing. But then you realize that's on purpose.
Yeah.
So that it makes you scared. You know, this game is not about running around and blowing everything up. Like, even I originally expected it to be like that, you know? But that's not what they wanted. They wanted fear. You know? Which, it worked. You know?
Yeah.
They did a damn good job if you play it correctly, you know? Was the enemy AI is not the greatest. They do some really cool stuff when they first come out. When they first are on top of you, when they're crawling down elevator shafts, and they're hiding up on the ceiling, and they're popping out of the floor, and all this crazy stuff is happening. But then once they do that, then they just kind of like, they're like right there, like you know where they're at. They don't like do anything sneaky. You know, they're not back up on the wall. Do you know how many times I would have got my ass kicked if one of those dudes that jumps up on the walls, the imp guys, jumped up on the wall after I was fighting him, he ducks behind something, and then if he got back on the ceiling, I wouldn't know. I would have had no idea, because I would have been all looking around the box, and where the hell did he go? And he would have jumped down on...
Yeah. That would have been bad.
You know, it would have been awesome. They don't do that. They only do it the first time you see them, and then they jump out, and then you fight them and kill them, and the next one's doing something crazy until you spot him, and then he comes out at you.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, hey, whatever. It still scared the crap out of me the first time I would see every creature, you know? It's just like, ah... Stupid ass spiders crawling around underneath.
I hate spiders.
Wait, did you see the one that crawls from behind the monitor?
Oh man.
I walk up to this computer and it crawls over the monitor and I'm like, spraying the computer down with guns, you know, I'm like, oh my god, this is a hail of bullets. And I think they did a hell of a job. And I think a lot of people aren't playing it. They're like, I'm worried. I hear some negative stuff and it's from people that are either running it at like 5 frames per second. Or it's people that are like, oh no, me and my friends had a big party today and we were all playing Doom. And I'm like, that's not how you play this game.
Yeah.
You know, that's not it. It's masturbation. You play it alone. Okay. It's a hell of a lot more fun. You sit there in the dark, the speakers, you know, fairly loud, so you can hear everything. Sound plays a lot.
Tell the old woman to go the fuck away.
That's right. Leave me alone.
Put yourself in the room.
I want to be scared out of my wits. Like I said, I had to turn lights on while I was playing this. Okay, it was that scary. That good. You see all these guys playing. Oh man, it wasn't scary at all. Liars, or they're playing the wrong way. 5 frames per second is not scary when you can see it coming at you, like, you know, every so often.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really worried about that, but, God, I was really impressed. And the guys I work with, you know, they all played it, and every one of them likes it. But they all have good machines, and they all played it alone. And it's like, you know, I've noticed that a lot. I see it on the forum, too. All the time. I played it alone. It was a great game. I played it with a bunch of friends. It wasn't so much fun. I don't understand. It's not very action. Why, I can't see anything. That's the point.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway, I don't want to bitch too much about Doom.
In the first, Doom, one of the reasons why there were so many guys just coming at you is because that's the tools they had to try to make you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It was just sheer number of monsters, you know. And then they still did a good job. They still had, like, you're walking down a hallway and either side of the hallway would drop and you're surrounded by guys. You know, it was just like, oh my god, that was pretty scary at the time. The last time I've been that afraid, I think, was in Doom 1. Because they did do things that still scared you. It's just now we have the technology to really fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
And they used that, but not, it's not hordes of guys.
No,
it's,
God, man, I wish it would come out with virtual reality for a game like that. Oh my
I'd
Lord.
Have a heart attack, dude. My heart couldn't take it, man.
I just want to see it.
That's all I want before I die. Because I want to die in that world, swinging my sword at the top of the mountain, killing the dragon. That's how I want to go. I don't want to go sitting here in my chair, you know, fucking playing Super Mario Brothers 75. You know? That mushroom got me. That's not how I want to go. How about any movies?
You haven't seen iRobot lately?
Yeah, we talked about that one before.
We talked about that one already?
Yeah. I was going to warn you beforehand to not mention it, but obviously
I've seen that. Spider-Man 2. Everyone's seen that.
I've seen half of Spider-Man 2.
That's good. Let's see, what else have I seen? I haven't seen anything else.
Nothing?
I haven't been watching very many movies at all. I'm working my ass.
I'm usually on my game. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I did watch one movie, and it wasn't very good. Johnson Family Vacation or something
like
that.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that movie sucked.
Yeah, it tries to be like the,
National Lampoon.
Yeah, it tries to be like that, but it fails miserably. It's about like this black family that has to go down to wherever the hell to go meet the dude's mom for like a family reunion, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like the son, you know, is like trying to be a rapper.
Of course.
And then they couldn't
Bow Wow.
You know, I mean, how could they have done this any, you know, more like just, exactly. Little black boy. Oh, he's going to be a rapper. Okay. And the girl, she's a whore. She's a whore. Yeah. I don't care. She's a whore, totally. I mean, she has nothing beyond the fact that she's all pretty and she's on the cell phone all day long, hitting on everybody and has like 27 boyfriends. The mom, and then of course the mom and dad are separated, having their problems and whatnot. And, the mom has some admirers. The father is like an insurance guy. And it starts out, I thought, pretty funny when they're at the car dealership with the son and the dad. The dad wanted his truck worked on, like some upgrades to his truck and stuff. And he wanted like an 8-track player put into his truck, you know, because he likes old music and whatnot. But like they screwed up at the custom shop or whatever, and they like decked his car out like all gangster style. It's got the spinning hubcaps and the hydraulics and all that garbage, you know. And I thought that was actually pretty entertaining. But like when the movie actually gets going, like the next scene after that, when you start meeting the characters, and then okay, we got to go on this trip. It's just kind of stupid. It's like ridiculous thing after another. It's not even really fun.
Bad.
Yeah, they go to an Indian casino. Commence the Indian jokes. You know, it was just like, this is weak. They pick up a hitchhiker. Imagine that. She's got drugs on her. You know, oh, he gets stopped by the cops, and she dropped her drugs in the car. Oh, I didn't see that coming anywhere. They make a couple black jokes, you know. God, I never saw it coming. You know,
it was bad.
It's just not a good movie. You know, and what was the whole point of it? They had to go down there to meet, had to run into his mom, and then he was in a competition for, like, Family of the Year or something at the thing. You know, with like, his brother or some shit like that, and his family won every year. And it's like a dance-off at the end of it, because the kid...
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, what the hell? This movie blows. It was so bad, I didn't even, like really pay attention towards the end of it. I was just like, yeah, whatever. This isn't even worth copying and flushing down the toilet, you know? It was terrible. It was not good.
cancel the pits that I rented out.
Yeah, that was $2 I would rather have back.
Yeah.
So I can safely say Johnson Family Vacation, whatever the hell it was called. I can't even remember what it was called. I think it was Johnson Family Vacation or Johnson Family Road Trip or something. It sucked. It was just terrible. And the one movie they had that I thought might be pretty good at Blockbuster, they didn't have. The new National Lampoon's one. Dorm Days.
Yeah.
It actually,
oh, I didn't even know about
that. Yeah, and they had like 5 copies there, and of course they're all gone. They're going to be gone for like a month, so I'll probably never see it.
Is that straight to video or something? Cause
it must be, because I didn't hear about it.
My dumb ass was in the video store. I'm looking at this box, and it's just Van Helsing. I'm all, oh my god, Van Helsing's out. So I grab it, run home. I'm like, yes, yes, I'm get to see it. Throw it in, it's fucking cartoon.
Oh.
30-minute cartoon. I was so pissed. I was like, oh my god, I'm such a dumbass.
They do that with a lot of them. There's a Spider-Man one already. It's an animated one. Spider-Man versus Doc Ock, it's called. And it looks like you, at first you're going to think, oh, this is Spider-Man 2. You know?
Yeah.
But it's not.
Don't rent it.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I was fooled.
Hopefully I'll have seen that National Lampoon's one next week. Or by next week.
Van Wilder was really good. The one
before that was pretty good, yeah. I like that. And the Indian dude from that is in another movie that's supposed to be really good, White Castle.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Indian dude in that and the Asian guy from American Pie is in it. That's supposed to be pretty good. And I really want to see it, it's just not out.
Goes to White Castle.
It's the Indian guy from
Van Wilder
and the Asian guy from American Pie.
Milf.
It's them too. Yeah. I don't know. Modem saw it. He said it's actually really funny. So, maybe we'll have to get a review from him, but I want to see the damn thing.
I think it was, it's made by the guys that brought you, Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. So it may suck, but I don't know. He said it was pretty funny, so. We'll see.
A lot of people like that movie, Dude, Where's My Car?
I didn't like it.
I thought it sucked ass.
There's like 2 funny things in it. Like, the dude, where's my car part? Because you hear people say that, you know, where's my car? And, of course, you get that joke naturally. And then the, dude, sweet. That was actually pretty funny, so. And I'm out of steam.
I'm out.
That's it.
I think that's all.
Until next week.
Later.
Later.